Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this, our look at Wall Street for Tuesday, April 13. Today, what economists mean by crowding out, then a big jump in British trade deficit, all that, and our preview of the rest of today's corporate results, along with the latest news on the economy, coming right up. Remember when you bought that first new car? Or your first home, or perhaps began paying off your student loans for the first time, how those monthly payments really crimped your style. They likely had a real impact on how you spent your income. Gone perhaps were such luxuries like frequent meals at your favorite restaurant, or theater, or the golf. Suddenly you had to pay for those items because first came that new house, or car, or student loan payment. Well, that process of moving around the order of your monthly payments is what economists mean when they talk about crowding out. You reduce those payments that are not essential as you have to prioritize those big, important new payments. And that's exactly the same thing that happens in the economy. As the high-quality, most important payment obligations grow, they crowd out the lower, less important payments that we might like to make. So for the economy in general, that means that as the U.S. government debt, the highest quality debt in the country, well, as it grows, there are fewer funds available for less important, more speculative borrowers. And this is especially the case as you go down the rating scale. A highly speculative startup enterprise is going to have fewer funds to draw from, as Uncle Sam soaks up the trillions needed to pay for his debt. Now, last year, the U.S. government debt exceeded the level of our total economy for the first time since just after World War II. That's a pretty good measure of a country which now has high debt. And obviously, we're adding to that debt level at a pretty big rate right now with all of those new stimulus packages. Yesterday, it was announced that we had the largest monthly deficit in our country's history. So what does all this mean to you and I as citizen investors? As citizens, it tells us that at some point we're going to have to tighten our belts. And just like when we bought that new house or car, we're going to have to get used to fewer luxury items. At some point, I would think that some of the government programs will have to be capped. Now, the way Washington works, that means that we're likely to see certain levels remain the same rather than actually be cut back, perhaps a freeze in certain benefits or other programs. But for investors, crowding out is likely to have a much larger impact. The lower end of our capital markets, the startups and new companies, are going to have a tougher time obtaining their financing. It's going to take a stronger and stronger balance sheet to borrow new funds. Thus, a trend that we've seen for some time is likely to continue. There will be a move towards rewarding the largest, financially strongest companies in the market while penalizing those newer, smaller companies. Now, you've likely been aware that this trend has been going on for some time, but I think it will now accelerate. Did you know, for instance, that we currently have only half the number of exchange-traded companies that we had a generation ago? We're now down to just over 4,400 publicly traded companies, when we had well over twice that number at the beginning of this century. If you followed the big five stocks, Facebook, Google, Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft, you've already seen this in action. Together, they represent well over 1,000 acquisitions. These are companies that on the surface have been classified as technology companies, but in reality are M&A firms, merger and acquisition companies, using their strong balance sheet in a time when most of the rest of the marketplace does not have access to financing, using their balance sheets to buy out the competition. And this is a growing trend as federal debt service continues to crowd out those smaller, newer companies. Crowd out, I believe, will become one of the chief financial trends in the years to come. Now, overnight, some really interesting economics reports were announced. First, Great Britain surprised everyone with their growing trade deficit. It came in at double expectations. Britain exhibits some of the strange issues that we have here in the U.S., namely, that as they bring back their economy from the COVID lockdown, local producers are simply not able to meet demand, and so the U.K. must look overseas for sourcing that new product. Moving over to the continent, Germany reported a big drop in their ZOO Economic Sentiment Index. It was down about 10% so far in April. Here in the U.S., the Fed finally achieved their goal with an overall inflation rate for March coming in at 2.6%. That's above the Fed's targeted 2% rate. Now, in earnings today, positive results from conglomerate Danaher, but less than positive results from industrial company Fastenal, Goldfields Limited, and casino company Bally's. But the really big news starts tomorrow when we get two of the big four banks, JPMorgan Chase and Wells Fargo, reporting their results and thereby kicking off the start of earnings season. And that's our look at Wall Street for Tuesday, April the 13th. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.